wants to break bad news to someone, but maybe it'll go better if we're here the entire time. It's John, Jay, and Rich, Breaking Bad News.
All right, it's time for Breaking Bad News. This is where somebody has bad news they need to deliver, and they want to do it with us on the show because research says if you deliver bad news and friends are with you, it's easier to deliver the bad news, and it's also easier to take the bad news. So, Peyton's in the studio. Have you been talking to this person, Peyton, for a while?
Or what? Yeah, I have been talking to Tatum a little bit. I kind of have experienced this myself, so I've really kind of been a person that she can kind of talk to and lean on for this. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Tatum, you there?
Hey.
So, who's the person we're delivering bad news to?
It's my best friend, Callie.
Oh, best friend. So, is this in relation to somewhat of the story you were telling us on Friday, Peyton? About, like, you were saying, is this roommate stuff, your best friend, fights?
A little bit, yeah.
So, how long you guys been talking? And give us a little bit about what this is about, how you two been connecting.
What do you mean?
I don't know. What have you guys been talking about?
Oh, well, we've just been talking about like girl stuff, you know, just having to have hard conversations with people that you really love and how sometimes, you know, you got to do things that are in the best interest of you.
Will this affect the friendship forever?
I don't think so. I think that if Callie comes from a different place, and can kind of put herself in Tatum's shoes, I think this is something that they can really get through and work through as a friend.
Well, so Tatum, how long have you guys been friends?
Since like junior year of high school. So like a long time. We're super close.
And is she the type of person that's super chill when she hears like difficult conversations, or does she have a temper?
She has a little bit of a temper. Yeah.
So do you think she's going to be more on the sad end or more on the angry end?
I mean, honestly, I think she'll be like sad, but she'll be angry at first.
How long have you been holding on to this bad news?
I've known what I'm going to tell her for like a month. I don't want to let her down, and I don't know how to tell her.
What I usually do when I get bad news is I hold on to it as long as possible, hoping that it'll just go away and fix itself.
That doesn't work, does it?
This isn't one of
most
those
of the time,
fix itself.
Like, I can say I get a speeding ticket or a parking ticket. I hope that I don't ever get it in the mail. My wife never knows. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it does. It just goes away.
And then you're arrested. Sometimes you have people show up here that try to serve you.
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes a little light goes off in my car and says I need to get it serviced, and I ignore it, and then it goes away.
I can't hear about that. That is so terrible.
It's happened. I'm just telling you, sometimes. All right, Tatum, so we'll get Callie on the line. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get Callie online. We have the bad news. Peyton has the bad news is in an envelope. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. You pick somebody on the show to read the bad news to your friend Callie. All right, Tatum. So Breaking Bad News continues next with John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, we're in the middle of Breaking Bad News. We've got Tatum and Callie. They're best friends. Been best friends since junior high school. She says that was a long time ago. She's got bad news she needs to deliver. She's been sitting on the bad news for a month now. Peyton knows the bad news. Peyton has the bad news. And Peyton, you've been in a similar situation, or you just know what it's like to have a confrontation with a best friend?
I've been in a similar situation, and I also know how it is to have to, you know, kind of break some bad news to someone that you love, your best friend, you know?
You know what? I kind of have some bad news I have to deliver to somebody pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? And I've been holding off on it.
Maybe I can help you.
You know what? And you probably can help me.
Or do it on the show.
I could do it on the show, but it would be a little heartbreaking. And it's not even, it's the perfect thing for Breaking Bad News, because it's not major bad news, but it's heartbreaking.
Oh.
I think when you hear it happen.
You would cry.
I think you would. Oh. I think you would. It's the perfect Breaking Bad news.
Is this like a friend, relative?
Yeah, it's a friend. You know what? Oh, and no. I would pick you to do Breaking Bad news.
You're so evil.
I'm going to write it in an envelope right now. Tatum has bad news she needs to break to her friend Callie. It's in an envelope right now. Tatum, which one of us do you want to read the bad news to her?
I think Suzette would be good for this.
No.
Like, I feel like she could be a... Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just think you could be a point of... Reason.
Totally right. You're totally right. We totally agree. Suzette's going to be great at this.
Okay, Tatum.
all right, let's get Callie on the line. And once when we talk to Tatum, then we're going to go to Callie. So we'll talk to Tatum, then Callie. So we'll go to Tatum, then I'll go back to Callie. Going back to Callie. Callie.
No, I don't think
so. Callie. Really wanted to say that.
Want to go back to Callie.
Hello?
Hi, is Callie available?
Yeah, this is she.
Hey, Callie, good morning. This is Suzette from the John G. and Rich Show. How are you?
Oh my God, what's up? this is crazy. I'm good. I've never been on the radio before.
Oh, awesome. Well, that's why we're calling. We want to talk to you on the radio, but we need your permission first. Is that cool?
Yeah, okay.
We also have your friend Tatum with us. You guys are best friends, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Tatum, say hi to Callie.
Hey, girl. Hey, what's up?
You know.
Hey, girl.
Got some news.
So listen, she wants to tell you something, and she wants to use our show to do it. And one of the reasons that she's doing this is because we have all this research that says if you deliver news, especially if it's got kind of bad news, it's better to do it with friends. And if you hear bad news, it's better to do it with friends. So essentially, Tatum has some bad news she needs to tell you, and she wants to do it on our show. Okay, Callie?
Oh, okay.
Now, there's another little level to this, is that the bad news we have, and it is written in an envelope, it's sealed in an envelope. Nobody knows what the bad news is on the show, except for Peyton here. And Peyton put it in an envelope and gave it to Suzette. Suzette has it in an envelope, it's sealed. So when you are ready, Suzette will rip open the envelope and just read it to you cold. So whenever you're ready.
Okay, go for it.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Me too. All right, here's the envelope. It says, "Hey, Callie. So I really don't know how to tell you this, and I have honestly been avoiding it. I really didn't and don't want to let you down, because we have been planning this for a couple months now, but I am not going to be able to move in with you. There is just honestly no way I will be able to pull it off. Tons of love, Tatum."
Okay, what do you mean there's no way? We had it all figured out.
I'm not going to have the money to pay like $800 or $900 in rent every month. And you know I was unemployed for those 2 months.
Oh, yeah, you weren't saying that. You didn't have money when we went out for drinks last weekend.
Yeah, but that's totally different. I can't put myself in the position to go into debt just because I want to live with my best friend. And my parents said that they're more than willing to let me stay with them until I can get back on my feet.
Nice, nice. So you get to shack up with your parents while I have to find a place for me to live at the last minute. We were literally supposed to move in together less than 2 months.
I know. I'm really, really, I'm so sorry. And I hope that you can come around and understand where I'm coming from. It's just, from a financial standpoint, it's not the best decision for me right now.
Okay, like, I understand the money, but Tatum, it's the fact that you're hanging me out to dry.
I totally understand why you're feeling that way, and just please know that this was a really hard decision for me to make, and I didn't want you to be mad at me, and I didn't want to let you down.
I don't even know what to say.
Well, you're not really hanging out. She had 2 months, you said? 2 months? Mm-hmm. So you had
but
2 months
now to find it's like probably harder and more expensive to find a place on your
right.
own.
Right, but she could find another roommate. I mean, right. at least hanging her out to dry is, it's we're moving in. I need to find somebody in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So you got 2 months.
Yeah, but she didn't tell me. I just feel like such a betrayal of trust.
Well, she could have told you a month ago. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just saying.
Why would you say that? But why would you
more dramatic.
Make it worse?
As you drink your coffee.
Stop swirling it around like wine.
I drink coffee now. Mature. All right, so that's the situation. So
awkward.
What would you do? Can you not live with your parents, Callie?
No.
Is there someone else that can maybe be your roommate?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I can like ask to see if anyone's looking for an apartment, but it was like we're best friends and we were going to move in together and it was going to be this whole thing.
You know what? You might be looking at this all wrong. A lot of times when friends move in together, it breaks the friendship. So perhaps mm-hmm. this is actually saving and preserving mm-hmm. your friendship.
Totally.
Also,
I agree.
Like, what if you guys would have moved in together and there's no way that Tatum could have, like, come up with the money to pay the rent? I feel like that would have been worse. Because, like Kyle said, it could ruin your friendship.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know. I just feel, like, really let down right now. I'm really, really sorry.
I know. It's a stressful situation.
Callie, do you think that maybe you got your hopes up and that's why it's really bothering you more than, you know, the fact that it's so last second?
Yeah, I think I just, like, had this idea in my head of what it was going to be like, and I was really excited.
Mm.
Yeah.
That makes a whole lot of sense.
It just makes me sad, honestly. Oh, my God.
You look back at
okay,
this.
Okay, I'll figure it out.
You laugh. Yeah. Suzette has a spare room. The baby's not here yet.
That's true. Got a couple months.
Mm, she lets a lot of people stay there.
Can I move in?
Oh, yeah, she does. You do.
Yeah. I have no problem with people living with us.
I know. That's why I brought it up. Let me volunteer your room.
I have like two beds, too, so two people can live with us.
There you go.
All right, Tatum, you delivered the bad news. Callie, thank you for listening and thank you for being on the air with us. Good luck finding a roommate if you want. We'll put the word out there if anyone's looking for a roommate or needs a roommate. Maybe a family. You rent a room. Something. There's something. All kinds of situations out there. All right.
I appreciate that.
All right, Callie. And then someday Tatum's going to look and need a place. Tatum's going to be looking for a place sometime. You know what she's going to do? Mm. She'd be looking for a roommate, and she's not going to find a roommate.
Go back to Cali?
She'd go back to Cali.
Okay.
And then you'll stab it. And then she's going, I'm going back to Cali. And then you know what her mom's going to say? I don't think so. You screwed her over. I don't think so.
Good, you got it.
Feel better?
Yeah, I do. Breaking bad news, John T. Rich.